Hallelujah. 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 To God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor for the great, wonderful, and mighty things that he is doing in the earth and in the heaven. In the name of Jesus, we come to you, Pastor Anthony Simmons, my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family out of Elizabeth, New Jersey, and we welcome, hallelujah, everybody on this prayer line on tonight. The Bible says that men ought always to pray. Hallelujah. It commands us to pray without ceasing, and that's why we are here in the name of Jesus, that name which has been given above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. To God be all the glory. I'm just excited tonight. I am elated tonight. I know that God is about to move over these next few moments that we have together, because there's something about prayer that gets God's attention. There's something about when two or more touch and agree that, hallelujah, heaven pays attention in the name of Jesus. And I believe that God is going to move in this time. Those of you who are sick, those of you who are going through, those of you, glory be to God, who need direction and guidance, I believe God is going to speak to our spirits on tonight, and God is going to have his way. Amen. Touching everyone, not just under the sound of my voice, but every person connected to you through your family, through your marriage, through your church families. I believe that God is going to do something mighty on this prayer line on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a few verses of scripture that's in my spirit that I am led to read tonight at the outset as we go into the spirit of prayer and as I begin praying tonight. To the church of Ephesus, Paul writes to the church of Ephesians, chapter 1, in that second verse, he says, "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us," meaning you and I, "with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 12, actually verse 13 says, "In whom," glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 15, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." Glory be to God. And that is my prayer for you tonight, that the peace of God the Father and the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and grace be to you and your family. The Bible tells us tonight that he has blessed us in heavenly places with all spiritual blessings. And Paul goes on to say, "I pray and I heard about your faith in God and your faith and trust in Almighty God. And therefore, I cease not to pray for you or mention you in my personal prayers." Because he goes on to say, "Our understanding will be enlightened, our spiritual eyes will be enlightened, our understanding and our wisdom will increase." So I just believe tonight that God is going to do something mighty as we pray and go before the throne of grace on today. Hallelujah. In the latter part of this prayer hour, we will take prayer requests, and we already have some prayer requests, and we're going to move forward as the Spirit of God leads us on tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Just as that song played at the outset, Lord, anoint us today as we go along our way. Lord, anoint us today as we go along our way. Glory be to God. Lord, anoint us today as we go along our way. Glory be to God. Today is sufficient for God's grace in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying on this Tuesday night. Hallelujah. Believing you for Wednesday morning and believing you that you will allow us to step into tomorrow. But Lord, glory be to God. We're thanking you for today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So, Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for our life on today, and we thank you for our family on today. We thank you for health, life, and strength, the articulation of speech on today, the moving of our limbs, Lord, that we are able to come to this prayer line, that we are able to dial the numbers, and we are able to be articulate in our thoughts, Lord, that our mind and our cognitive thinking is operable in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, it could be so much worse. We have the ability, Father God, to understand and to think and to reason. So, Lord, we don't want to take anything for granted on tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, even if we don't ask you for anything during this prayer hour, we know that you have already equipped us and your grace is sufficient. In the name of Jesus, so, Lord, I pray for those who are listening under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, that, Lord, you would give us a grateful heart, that you would give us a greater appreciation of your many blessings sometimes that we overlook. Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow us to see your hand at work in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we know you're at work. So many people are complaining. So many people are suffering. So many people are in pain. So many people are in trouble. But God, you're still a good God. You're a sovereign God. You're a perfect God. There is no mistake in you. All creation has been developed by you. In the name of Jesus, even loving humanity so much, giving us the cross and the crucified Savior, in the name of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus over every life on tonight. The blood of Jesus shall never lose its power. I plead the blood over that sick body on tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, heal your people on tonight. Remove every pain. Remove every affliction. Remove every turmoil and torment in the bodies of your people on tonight. In the name of Jesus, from the smallest sickness, Lord, to the most terminal of illnesses, God, we know that you're able to do the impossible. So right now we pray, Lord. Your Bible says we have not. Because we ask not. And right now we pray that you heal everybody under the sound of my voice, that you minister, Lord, to those in the name of Jesus that found not robbery to call in. So, Father God, we thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you for breakthrough in every area. We thank you for manifestations of blessings, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, even what you're doing in this season at New Creation Church, New Creation Christian Ministry, Lord, Solomon prayed for the temple as he built the temple of the living God. He prayed that your hand would be on that church, that building, that edifice. He prayed for the congregation that was assembled under that church. He prayed for the people, Lord, that was in his flock. He prayed in the name of Jesus for the ministers and the leaders and the clergy and the workers of the vineyard that he was a part of. In the name of Jesus. So right now we pray for New Creation. We pray for pastors of that church, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Oh, Lord, give them a greater anointing. Give them more power to endure this time in which we are living in. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give them the ability to withhold the floodgates of hell trying to prevail against your church. In the name of Jesus, You say, glory be to God, the gates of hell will try to prevail against your church. But glory be to God, God will raise up a standard, and no weapon formed against the church of the living God will be able to prosper. So we pray for every family at New Creation. We pray for the Kahlo family and the Simmons family and the Green family, the Tucker family, the Davis family, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for the children and the grandchildren, the niece and the nephews, the extended families of every member of New Creation Christian Ministries. Oh, Lord, we pray that you give us as a church, a local assembly, even as we get ready to move to another city geographically, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you open the door for the church that no man can shut. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the open door. We thank you for new opportunity. We thank you for new mercies that is upon that ministry, that church, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the families that are there right now. We thank you, Lord, that you will show us where we belong in ministry, that you will give us understanding how we can make our church even stronger and greater and more effective. We pray in the name of Jesus that you give us the ability to witness and to go and be evangelists and to go be disciples of your word and do in the name of Jesus what you call every Christian to do, win souls for the kingdom of the living God. You said in your Proverbs that he who wins souls is wise. You said in the word of God that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And right now, Lord, we thank you for the remnant, the assembled, Father God, folk at New Creation Church, that we, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you said 10 can send 1,000 to flight, and 10,000 can send 1,000,000 to flight. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for every tither, every worker, every person in the name of Jesus that holds up the arms of the pastors, every person that speak encouraging words into our lives, in the name of Jesus, every prayer that's coming our way, in the name of Jesus, praying for me and my wife, praying for the New Creation Church family. We pray right now, Lord, that no weapon formed against the people of God and that local church will be able to prosper. We pray for greater strength among the members. We pray in the name of Jesus for deliverance and healing over every family. We pray, Lord, for more love in the families in the name of Jesus, more camaraderie, more unity in the family unit in the name of Jesus. Even the church family over there at New Creation Church, oh, glory be to God. Lord, unite us like never before as we make this move, as we transition, as we shift in the earth realm. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for 7 wonderful years in the city of Elizabeth. We thank you that you continue to keep the doors of the church open. We thank you that you always put a fresh word in me and my wife's mouth for the people of the living God. We thank you that we can feed the flock of God, which is amongst us, by example, not for money, not for fame, not for fortune. But, Lord, we want to be obedient to your word. You said, do you love me? Then feed my sheep in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us to be obedient to your word. Help us to be a church without spot or wrinkle. Help us in the name of Jesus to be a church that will bring your name glory in the earth realm, just like we pray on these Tuesday nights as a church, just like we have worship services every Sunday and midweek services every Wednesday. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Glory be to God for new revelation, for new ideas and innovation and creativity and the way that we can minister more effectively. In the name of Jesus, every sick in that ministry, oh, Lord, heal. Heal with the blood of Jesus. Set the people of God free. Every person even listening under the sound of my voice, those in other states, those in other churches, those in other geographical areas, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, glory be to God. Touch them right where they are. You said, glory be to God, with the woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I could but just touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, I will be healed. And right now, glory be to God. You said those who are sick, bring them to the elders of the church, and they'll pray the prayer of faith, and the sick shall be healed. If they committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. And those who are feeling down, those who are feeling depressed, those who are feeling less than, those who are feeling powerless, those who are feeling hopeless, you said you raised them up in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we cross up our aketabo oka. Oh, glory be to God. I feel the power of God on this prayer line on tonight. Touch every life under the sound of my voice. Minister to every troubled heart, every broken heart. Lord, you see our tears. You see when we cry. You see when we worry. You see when we, Lord, in the name of Jesus, get overwhelmed with life. You see the weight of the world sometimes on our shoulders. But, Lord, we know that you are able to restore our joy. We know that the devil can't have our praise unless we go. I feel a praise right now. The devil can't have our praise unless we give it to him. We're going to say hallelujah anyhow in the middle of foreclosure. We're going to say hallelujah anyhow in the middle of going through a divorce. We're going to say hallelujah anyhow in the midst of people walking away sometimes from the church. We're going to say hallelujah anyhow when it looks like our children and our grandchildren sometimes don't take heed to wise counsel. We're going to say hallelujah anyhow when we look at the news and look at our federal government, look at our local government. When we look at our school system and our educational system, when we look at the world at large, we're going to say hallelujah anyhow, because God, we know that you are able. We know, glory be to God, that God so loved the world that he sent his only son. Glory be to God. We know that God loves the world. And Lord, you said, glory be to God, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Lord, increase the love in the earth realm. Let the young people stop killing each other. Let the young people stop being so angry and hurting each other. Let the young people, in the name of Jesus, know this God and this Jesus that we serve. Minister to the young people. Bring them into the churches. Bring some into New Creation Church, like young Kevin and young Jessica and young Kayla and Marcus and young Shaniqua, all the young people at New Creation. Bring in the young adults, Benita, and the young people in the name of Jesus. Bring the younger adults and the teenagers and the adolescents, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even little Kennedy, Lord, the little toddlers and the infants, glory be to God. Bring them in the church that we can teach them and preach to them about the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bring in the married couples that are going through talking about divorce. Bring in that married couple that is in trouble, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we can minister to them and share, glory be to God, the word of God, that marriage is honorable by all, and the marriage bed is undefiled. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Your word says God hates divorce in the name of Jesus. Your word, glory be to God, said husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Wives, reverence and respect your husbands as unto the Lord. So, Lord, we pray for marriages all over this world. We pray for every marriage that's on this prayer line on tonight. We pray for marriages over at New Creation Church. We pray for marriages, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even those, Father God, that are going through, we pray for families and the children that are impacted by divorce and separation. We pray, Lord, for the blended family on tonight. We pray that every blended family in the name of Jesus will make it. Every second marriage will be able to make it. Every third marriage will be able to make it in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, glory be to God for marriages. We curse the spirit of divorce on tonight. We come against separation on tonight. We come against the enemy trying to divide the family in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray for the family on tonight. We pray for those looking for a financial miracle during this time in which they call it a famine or a recession, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where jobs are closing and businesses are downsizing or shutting down, where unemployment rate is at a high. Lord, we pray that you give us favor in the marketplace, that you give us favor as we start our entrepreneur ventures, that you'll give us favor on our fixed incomes, that you'll give us favor on our disability checks, that you'll give us favor if we are on welfare, if we're on disability, if we're on Social Security, that you'll give us favor, Lord, those of us with a steady paycheck, any source of income. We pray for increase. We pray that you increase the tithers at New Creation Church, that we can do the work of the ministry. Thank you for every tither that finds in our robbery to give us a tenth of every dollar. Thank you for every tither at New Creation Church that give offerings above the tithe and give the pastors love offerings to Pastor Rebecca and myself periodically. Thank you for those who put money in our hand to encourage us, who, Lord, in the name of Jesus, know that those who worthy are worthy who labor in the vineyard of Almighty God, those who are worthy of their wages, who work in the vineyard in the kingdom of the living God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you promised to take care of the priests. You promised to take care of the clergy. You promised to take care of us pastors. So I thank you for sending a remnant that will sustain us. I thank you for sending the giving people that we don't have to talk a lot about money and about the needs of the church. I thank you that you sent us a cheerful giving people, that people will give liberally, even those who are not a part of New Creation Church, that they will find in our robbery to sow into our life, to send us a seed periodically that we can do the work of God. Because church, Lord, it costs money to do ministry. It costs money to be on the internet and to save lives and to go forward and pay the lease and the rent on some of these church properties. But, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a faithful people. We thank you for a loving people at New Creation Church. We thank you that the people of God there are on purpose for God. The people of God there at New Creation Church love God with all of their heart, their mind, their strength. It's a church family that love one another. Oh, glory be to God. It's a church family that pray for one another. So, Lord, I thank you as my wife take this prayer line that you will continue to bless us tonight. Thank you for every caller. Minister to them right where they are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name on tonight. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for this day. Yes. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your hand upon our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, for the air in our bodies, oh God, the breath in our lungs, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up, Father God, and giving us another opportunity to serve you, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will incline your ear from heaven to hear our prayers on tonight, God. You said, Father God, as we call to you, as we pray to you, Father God, that you, Father God, will hear us and you will answer us, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are not praying vain prayers, Lord, but that you hear each and every prayer, Father God, as we pray according to your will, according to your word. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will continue to have your way in our lives, oh God. Lord, let your will be done on earth as it has already been established in heaven, oh God. Lord, you know the plans that you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. And God, we just thank you, hallelujah, that your word shall not come back to you void, oh God, but it shall accomplish everything that you sent it to accomplish, oh God. So, Lord, even though, Father God, so many of us are going through so much, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you never put any more on us than we can handle, oh God. Hallelujah. And just when we think we have had too much, oh God, when we think we've had enough, oh God, you always step in and provide a way out, oh God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being an ever-present help in trouble, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We thank you for being our Savior and our Redeemer, oh God, that we can shout and tell the world that our Redeemer lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you today. We love you. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't praise you enough. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't magnify your name. We couldn't exalt your name enough, oh God. Hallelujah. We came, Father God, to worship you. We came, Father God, to commune with you. We came, my Lord, to call out to you. We came to bring our petitions before you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today. Hallelujah. We thank you for those who have assembled in this sanctuary on tonight. We thank you for those who have assembled themselves in the virtual sanctuary on tonight. Lord, we ask that you would touch each and every one of them on tonight, God. Lord, we lift up Sister Carmen Callow to you on tonight, God. Lord, even as she brought forth her prayer request, Lord, Father God, hallelujah. We pray for divine healing, Lord. Touch her, Father God. Lay your hands on her, God. We thank you, Lord, that by your stripes she is healed. Even in that area of her left eye. None of my cushion, shut up, mama. We lay our hands on her in the spirit realm and we touch and anoint that left eye in the name of Jesus. And we declare that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, Carmen, you are healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We anoint you, Carmen, hallelujah, with the oil of healing right now. And we declare that God is healing that left thigh, hallelujah. We bind up Satan right now. We come against every plan of the enemy. We bind up Satan, every satanic and demonic attack that's coming against your health. We declare supernatural divine healing over your life. Whatever's going on in that thigh right now, we bind it up and we break it off of you in the name of Jesus. And we declare right now, healing will take place in your leg area, in your thighs, your back. And my God, the bottom of your back, hallelujah, that God is healing you, hallelujah. Even down in the bottom part of that leg, that God is healing you, even as you have been unable to bend or twist, as you begin to twist, God is manifesting healing on tonight in the name of Jesus. God says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. God says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that heals you of all your diseases. Hallelujah. And he says, as you are my child, none of these diseases shall come upon you. So I call you healed in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. The anointing of the Lord is flowing through this prayer line, and we call you healed in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you for coming, oh God. None of them, Lord, we thank you for her life. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you for peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding. God says, I'm giving you a peace that surpasses all understanding. You're walking in greater grace. I just hear God say, greater grace. He's giving you greater grace. Hallelujah. Like you've never known before. Hallelujah. You're walking in greater grace like you've never known before. Nah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for your anointing resting on Carmen's life, Lord, that by your stripes she is healed. And even you've given her a bonus, oh God, extra. God says, I'm giving you extra because you've been faithful over a few things. I'm making you a ruler over much. I'm giving you extra grace, greater grace, greater grace. Hallelujah. More favor. In the name of Jesus, divine healing, it is done in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And God, I touch and agree with my husband on tonight. Even as he has lifted up New Creation Christian Ministries, the church, oh God. Lord, we touch and agree, Father God, for supernatural growth. Father God, even as we move from 87 First Street, even as we move from Elizabeth to Hillside, God, we thank you, Lord, for the great door that you have opened. We thank you, Lord, for our new church home, Father God, that we will be residing in at the beginning of August. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the Malloys, Father God, and the Burgesses, Pastors Malloy and Pastors Burgess, Father God, who you have allowed us to partner with in this season for kingdom work. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, right. Lord, we ask that you will bless these couples, God. Lord, bless them, Father God, even as, Father God, we are sharpening each other as iron sharpens iron, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing the Malloys and blessing the Burgesses, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for adding to them, oh, God, adding to their church, adding to their numbers, oh, God, adding to their, Father God, their bank account, huh? In the name of Jesus, adding to their marriages, oh, God, adding, Father God, to them in the name of Jesus, as they have been a blessing to us, God. You said you will bless those who bless us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will pour blessings out on the Burgesses and pour blessings out on the Malloys, especially the Malloys, oh, God. Lord, give them new vigor and new strength, oh, God. Hallelujah. Stir up the fire in their bellies, oh, God, to enable them to do the work that you have set before them, Father God. Send in the people, send revival. Lord, we ask that you will send revival to New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the Davis family, Lori Davis and her children, Ashley and Isaiah and Elijah, oh God. We pray for the Page family, Evangelist Page and her daughter and her grandchildren, oh God. We pray, Father God, for Sister Shaniqua and Little Zion, oh God. We pray for Carmen Callo, Kevin Callo Jr., oh God. Hallelujah. Jessica Callo, oh God. We pray, hallelujah, Father God, for Kevin Sr., oh God. We pray for Benita, oh God, hallelujah, and Sister Darlene Lewis, oh God, Tasha Day and Nisha Tyshawn, oh God, Hakita and Kayla, Joshua, Marcus, Nairobi, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we pray, Father God, for Dolores, hallelujah, and Rita Leek, oh God, hallelujah, Lori Davis and Tiffany, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, one by one, Anthony, and Father God, every member, every person, Father God, who's affiliated with New Creation Christian Ministry, we thank you for a special blessing upon their lives. Robinia, Evangelist Robinia Leek, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, continue to have your way, God. Sister Niella, oh God, have your way, God. George Martinez and his wife Martha, oh God, their children, oh God, bless them, oh God, bless that property at 87 First Street. In the name of Jesus, Lord, loose your fire. Even, Father God, Sister Maria and every member, every person who's affiliated and connected to us on this prayer line, Maria's brother-in-law and her cousin, Sadi, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Sadi's son, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Maria's son, oh God, Maria's husband, George, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Mama Mokushana, April, oh God, and Ricky, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and Nikki, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every person, every member, every person, God, Sister Carmen's daughter, oh God, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, Sister Yvette, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to have your way, Sister Erica, oh God, hallelujah, Kevin's mom, oh God, have your way, Lord, let your will be done, oh God, bless that house, oh God, let the fire fall in New Creation Christian Ministry like never before, God, let revival fall in the name of Jesus, not just in our church, oh God, but let it fall in the homes of every person that I just named. Let it fall, oh God, in the churches, Father God, throughout America. Let revival hit America like never before, oh God. Take us back to Azusa Street, oh God. Give us fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every visitor. Bless Mother May Thomas and Jackie and Derek Bowie, oh God. Gary and Vonda Thomas, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're about to do. Have your way, Alzarif Jackson, oh God. Have your way, God. Have your way. Bless every soul.
Jesus.
Bless every soul. Bless Sister Maria's business, oh God. Hallelujah. Sister Sally's son. And thank you for healing, Father God. You manifested healing throughout this life. Timmy Blake, oh God. And Jenny Blake, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for a restoration of sight. We come against glaucoma right now. We come against cancer, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing, oh God. We come against arthritis, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we speak divine healing. We come against depression. We bind it up. We break every chain. We break every chain. We break every chain. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way, even as we open up the prayer line on tonight and take prayer requests. Father God, we just say, have your way. Bless our children, Kayla and Marcus, Justin and Hakita.
Get them jobs, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for keeping them through school and them excel in school. And even Jessica, give her favor with the colleges, oh God. Even as she, Father God, here she pursues that nursing degree, oh God. We thank you for favor. Heal Sister Vanita, God. Heal her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over every person, every name that we called on tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life.
Every life.
In the name of Jesus, no disease, no sickness, no poverty, no mental illness, not on Makushale Akina, no depression, no discouragement. In the name of Jesus, we speak favor. We speak blessings. Every person under the sound of my voice, we speak blessings over your life right now. God says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. God is saying, I am the Lord that healeth you. I am the Lord that delivers. God says, it's not by chance that you are here tonight. And the Lord will say to you on tonight, continue to be diligent. Continue to seek my face. God is saying to you on tonight, my brother. God is saying to you on tonight, my sister. He's saying, behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it? God is taking some old things away from you. You've been in the middle of a pruning process, and there have been doors that have closed in your life. And God is saying, it's only so that I can open a greater door. God is saying, I am the God that closes doors that no man can open, and I open doors that no man can shut. And God is saying, I am opening and shutting doors in your life during this season. And the Lord is saying, do not resist the flow. Do not kick against the pricks. Do not go against my will for your life. But God is saying, if you can endure, if you will continue to stand, if you do not bow, if you do not quit, God says, at the end of this blessing, there will be supernatural, exponential manifestation of myself to you in your life. You will see me like you've never seen me before. You will know me, Nana Mokoshele Akena Mama, like you never known me before. And the anointing on your life will be magnified, the anointing for healing in your family, the anointing for finances to fall into line, the anointing for bills to be paid, the anointing, hallelujah, for healing in your body. God is saying, I'm about to release an anointing in your life like never before.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Even as we begin to take prayer requests, we thank you for your word, Lord. Continue to bless your people. Continue to give peace to your people. We pray for Apostle Matthew Tillery right now, God. In the name of Jesus, even as he prepares, Father God, for this conference on this week, we pray, Father God, for the budget. We thank you that every need is met, every dollar is met of this budget, that every expense is met. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hands of Satan. We come against every satanic and demonic attack. We pray for Pastor Dawn. We thank you for healing her leg, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Pastor Apostle. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against them can prosper. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the successful gathering of the leaders, of the eagles, oh God. Even on this weekend, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We're going to continue in the spirit of prayer on tonight. But if there is a prayer request, a specific prayer request on tonight, we just need you to press 1, and we will lift you up before God in the name of Jesus. So many are going through so much, but whatever it is, we believe that the power of God is on this line tonight in the name of Jesus. And Pastor, and I just want to pray for you. We want to cover you in prayer. We want to take you before the throne of grace, because I know that God favors, glory be to God, this prayer line in us, and God's hand is on this church. So I thank God for you on tonight. If there's a prayer request that you have, if you press 1, we will go before God's throne of grace and pray for you and lift you or your family or whatever it is you're looking for God to move in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, God says, once more I'll shake the heavens and the earth, and what will remain will remain.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Some people think everything is the devil, but that's God in the name of Jesus saying it in the book of Haggai. And when it's repeated in the book of Hebrews, that means take God at his word. When you see something repeated in the Bible, that's a greater prophetic utterance from God and from heaven in the name of Jesus. And we cannot deny that there is a shaking in the earth realm. He's shaking up some stuff. He is removing some things in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. He's not letting anybody be on the throne in our lives. He's not letting anybody get in his way of his people worshiping him. If it's a job, if it's a person, if it's a cause trying to replace God, God in the name of Jesus, is the name of Jesus going to allow you and I to come to him with spirit and in truth? So in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank God for every listener on tonight. We thank God for you and your family, you and your marriages, you and your business endeavors.
Yes.
We know, glory be to God, that you live in the same world that we live in. And sometimes as we reach out to people, we know that people stand in the need of prayer. And right now, glory be to God, I pray, hallelujah. I pray, Lord, not just for every person under the sound of my voice, but Lord, for family and everyone attached to them in the name of Jesus. Father God, sometimes we get weary in well-doing. But Lord, right now, we pray for a greater zeal, a greater passion and compassion, a greater, Father God, fire in the name of Jesus to lift up our families, those of us who have children, covering our families in the morning before we go to work and before we go to bed at night, praying for our children and our grandchildren, praying that they make it home safe and soundly, praying as they go to and fro throughout their day, Lord, that you will continue to minister to your people. We pray for clergy right now. A lot of pastors are feeling the burden of ministry. A lot of pastors are getting burnt out. And right now we pray for our apostle. We pray for Bishop Hilliard. We pray for the churches in the city of Elizabeth and the city of Hillside. We pray for every church that's opened in your name. We pray for leaders. Even as we go to Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, we pray for every church, every covenant pastor that Pastor Rebecca and I are a part of with the New Creation Church family. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will minister and pour into your leaders, that you will impart into your leaders, that you will, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, minister right where they are, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So many are transitioning, so many are shifting, so many are changing. As my wife said, behold, I do a new thing. The prophet Isaiah writes, behold, I do a new thing. Do you not perceive it? Hear God, church. Hear God, people of God. He said, forgetting the former things, moving past the former things, behold, I do a new thing. He says, I put water in the desert. I make a way out of no way.
Yes.
God is up to something. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
The Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, caller, I see that hand, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead of us. And I pray that that's you and I tonight, that our best days are ahead of us. Glory be to God. And our worst days are behind us. I need to say that again. Our greater and best days are ahead of us, and our worst days are behind us.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Area code 404, we see that hand. And any other caller, if you have a prayer request tonight, we are now taking prayer requests. Area code 404, you're on the air. Glory be to God. We thank God for you.
Hello, Pastor Anthony, can you hear me?
Yes, God bless
Hello?
You.
Yes, we can God hear you. We can hear you. God bless you.
God bless you. I've been trying to press one, and my phone won't press one, and it keeps on going, telling me I'm on cue and off cue. So. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Trying not to get me going there.
Yeah, you finally got through. We see that hand, and that one couldn't hold you back.
But all I want to say is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this prayer line, dear Lord. Thank you. God bless Pastor Rebecca. God bless Pastor Anthony. I'm so happy for you for the new church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All glory be to God. That's all I want to say. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Maria. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. She stirring up our hearts on tonight because God has opened that door. We are actually, as a church, we've been in the city of Elizabeth for 7 years, and God has opened the door in the city of Hillside, New Jersey, which is not far, about 20 miles from Elizabeth. And we are just elated and God excited about what he's going to do in the new season of New Creation Church. Every church member, every person that's a part of that church family, we thank God for the transition that God is allowing us in this season.
Yes.
And Sister Maria, who's far away, we thank God that she is excited for us.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's what this prayer line is all about. For us to be reminded that God is a blessing God. God is a good God. God is an enabler. And God, who has created all creation, the moon and the stars and the sunlight and the sunshine and even the glorious summer day that we had here in the state of New Jersey, the fact that he allows us to take in and breathe and exhale his oxygen, the fact that, glory be to God, when sometimes we hear so many tragic stories, God allow you and I to continue to have testimonies in the name of Jesus. We just believe Romans 8:28 on this prayer line, that for those who love God and live according to his purpose, that all things work together for our good, that unemployment is working together for your good, the fact that you are in a hardship is working together for your good, the fact that sometimes you can't figure it out and you can't work it out is working for your good. The fact that some people have walked away, some people are rejoicing because you are going through, is working for your good. The fact that you have enemies and haters and people who envy and jealous of you, glory be to God, is working for your good. Sometimes the fact that our families sometimes bring us the greater pain and sometimes bring us the greater pressure and problems and worries, God is working that thing out for your good. Keep praying for your children. Keep praying for your marriages. Keep praying for your pastors. Keep praying for the communities in which your church resides in. Keep praying for God to turn around this recession and this unemployment rate and this foreclosure rate. Keep praying that God will lift this economic crisis off of the United States of America and around the world. Keep praying for God to mend marriages that are broken, to allow our young people to walk in prosperity and authority. Keep praying in the name of Jesus that the sick will recover and be restored in the name of Jesus. We come against that glaucoma, and we come against people's eyesight failing. We come against, in the name of Jesus, blood disorder, high and low blood pressure. We come against heart disease and arthritis. We come against chronic illnesses of any kind. In the name of Jesus, right now we curse cancer and tumors of any kind. We come against, in the name of Jesus, Father, hallelujah, skin disease and Father God, even the spirit of depression that some people are trying to, Father God, fight
in the name of Jesus against. We come against worry and that heavy burden, that weight that's on the shoulders of so many believers in the name of Jesus. Are there any more prayer requests? In the name of Jesus, are there any more prayer requests tonight? We thank God for Sister Maria who called with a praise report that she just wanted to thank God for the prayer line and thank God that God is transitioning New Creation Church family. If there's any other prayer requests, we have about 7 minutes left in this prayer line. We'll go over if we have to, but know that Pastor Rebecca and myself, the New Creation Church family, we are determined to pray without ceasing. We are diligent in prayer.
Yes,
oh, glory be to God. We need more intercessors. I felt that when I said it. Pastor, I felt it when I said it.
Amen.
We need more prayer warriors. We need more intercessors. We need more people who are purposed in prayer and willing to pray for this church, willing to pray for this nation. So right now, Father, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
Yes.
And right now, we pray for more prayer warriors. We pray for more intercessors. We pray for people, Lord, that will open up their mouths and battle in the name of Jesus, this invisible force. Your word says we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against wickedness in high places, against ruling and governing spirits, against, hallelujah, Father God, against the Antichrist. We come against every demonic force, every act of warfare. We curse every curse. We come against every weapon that has Roshele ebo o kata, Rashele ekobo o tala, Ehishaba aka. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. Oh, there's none like you. In the name of Jesus, God just said we have to fight the good fight of faith. We got to believe and trust in Almighty God. We, hallelujah, when we get weary and well-doing, call upon God. Rest in Jesus.
Yes.
Enter in to the Holy of Holies. Find that secret place under the wing of the Almighty, under the shelter of his coverage, his refuge, in the name of Jesus. He'll hide us in his pavilion. He'll hide us under his mighty wing. He'll hide us under the shelter and the refuge. Those that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Will be covered in the name of Jesus. 1,000 will fall at our left. 10,000 will fall at our right.
Yes.
And the Bible says, the scripture says, the word of God says, it shall not come near our dwelling.
Yes.
So I thank God for breakthrough. I thank God for manifestation of miracles on tonight. I thank God that he's going to give you gainful employment. I thank God that he's going to give you housing that you need. I thank God that he's going to send the spouse that you've been praying for. I thank God that he's going to mend that marriage that you're in. I thank God that he's going to get our houses in order. I thank God tonight through the power of prayer that he's already did it.
Yes.
Pastor's already done.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Again, thanking God for Sister Maria, praising God with us. Continue to pray our strength in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. As we renew and reinvigorate ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. And allow God to refill us, amen, during this season. I want to just continue to pray, amen. If you have a prayer request, you can just press 1 and we will pray for you. Father God, we pray, Father God, for Amel and Daniela Brown, oh God, even as they have found a new apartment and have moved in. Father God, we just thank you for favor over their lives. Thank you for continue to keep them through the storm, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for provision. We ask that you would continue to keep them employed, oh God, to keep Amel employed, Lord, even open doors for Daniela if she's looking for a job. Lord, we just thank you because you said that we are the top and not the bottom, the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. Lord, you said that all of our needs are met according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we believe in you even for them on today, God. Let them continue to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, God, knowing that everything else will be added unto them, oh God. So, Lord, we pray pray for their marriage, that you would keep them, Lord, their minds, Father God, hallelujah, that you would keep them in perfect peace. And, Lord, we pray for my mother, Mother Mae Thomas, even as she travels back from New Orleans, from Texas, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for her and her traveling companion, Derek's son. Lord, that you would keep them safe, Father God. Even my mother and Ricky, Father God, that you would keep them safe. Thank you for the keeping the pilot, Father God, safe. Father God, letting that wisdom as he drives the plane. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for traveling mercies that she would get back to Florida safely from Texas, oh God. We bind up every plan of the devil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for, Father God, all of those who are looking for housing, that you are, Father God, providing lodging, apartments, and jobs, favor with cars and the lenders. We thank you for the roof for our house, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to have your way. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. So continue to have your way, God. We pray for the church, the universal church, God, that souls will be saved and lives will be changed, God. So, Lord, we just thank you that you're doing a new thing in this earth. We pray for every business. Every business owner, God just wants you to just continue to trust him as he increases your business during this season. And, Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. God just says, take a minute to worship him. Give him the few of your lips, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Go ahead and worship God. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you. I love you, Lord. Make it personal. Just tell God you love him. I love you, Lord. I praise you, God. I worship you. Hallelujah. I magnify your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him. Open your mouth and praise God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give him some praise. Let your worship turn into praise. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise. Hallelujah. You are worthy. Hallelujah. You alone are worthy. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead and intensify your praise. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and shout to the Lord. Give God the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah. Go ahead and lift up your hands to heaven. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy. We exalt thee, O God. Hallelujah. We exalt your name today, God. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and tell them thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead and tell them thank you, saints. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you. We exalt thee, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are worthy. You're worthy. You are worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. There is none like you. There is none like you, Lord, and we worship your holy name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name on tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're so worthy.
You're
so worthy. You're so worthy.
Hallelujah.
People of God, we thank God for every life on tonight.
Yes,
there's a
God.
Song, Amen, I Give Myself Away.
Yes, God.
As Pastor said, nothing can take our praise.
Yes,
nothing
God.
Can take our joy.
Hallelujah.
Nothing can take our happiness and holiness. Nothing can take our zeal and our fire that we have for God. Unless we surrender it and give it over to the enemy, nothing can take it away. Because what God has given you, nothing can take it from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God led us in a wonderful direction tonight. Pastor, we're not going to be complacent. We're not going to be lazy in our Christian walk. And this song, I Give Myself Away, just let it minister to you, because God has a purpose on your life. And even as New Creation Church, we realize that God is raising us up, not just as a lighthouse, but to be effective in the community in which our church resides. So we are praying for laborers. We are praying for an influx of families to come through the doors of new creation and do the work of that ministry. And we are praying for those who are there to find a place in that ministry to make us a more, that church, to make us a more effective and more powerful church
yes.
in the community of Elizabeth and in the future Hillside. So, Lord, minister to us as this song ministers to us. Hallelujah. We surrender all to God.
Yes.
I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, come.
Here I am. Here I am.
Hallelujah. To you I belong. I give myself. I give myself to you. I give myself away. Hallelujah. It is our prayer that you are in a state of total surrender. Listen, listen, listen. God is real, and he has so many wonderful things in store for you. I know that your trials are real, and a lot of things that you're going through right now seem to maybe be applying a lot of pressure to you in life, but just know that you're coming out, and you're coming out on top, and God is going to reward you for enduring. There is a prize, there is a reward to those who endure the test of time. So just know that this is just a test. This is just a test, everything that you're going through. And God is just asking you today to keep him first and foremost in your life. Keep God at the forefront of your mind. Give yourself away. Don't be so concerned about stuff and people and works. But really, really focus on the Lord your God. You know, put him first. Keep him on the throne. Continue to seek his will for your life. And know that you are not here by chance. Know that you are not connected to this church by chance. God sent you into Pastor Anthony and my life for such a time as this. There's a great work that God wants to do, and he's using you. He's using you as he's using us. And we just thank God for the covenant relationship that we are in as we move forward to do the work of the Lord. We thank God for you and you and you and you too. We thank God for each and every one of you. And we pray for you daily. Listen, we pray for you by name daily. New Creation Christian Ministry, church family, and all of those who have encountered us on this prayer line. We pray for you daily by name. And we want you to know that it's an honor and a privilege to be your pastor. Listen, we're on the battlefield. We're warriors for Jesus. And we encourage you to be a warrior for Jesus Christ. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't go in the towel. Don't look back. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith.
That's right.
And know this for certain, that God is faithful. And he is faithful to complete the work that he has begun in you. Amen. Hallelujah. So go from this place knowing that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he will repent and change his mind about what he has said about you. Listen, God is creating a steadfastness in your faith, a steadfastness in your spirit, a steadfastness in your faith. And he's making you sharp like iron, and he's giving you a belly of iron, but at the same time, he's allowing his love to flow through you. And there's so much power. It's so much power that God is giving you during this season in your life. So know that God loves you. Listen, we won't be here tomorrow for lunchtime. Most of you know that we have canceled the noontime services until the Lord tells us to restart, to resume them. We have canceled Saturday until the Lord tells us to resume, because we have to focus. Can you say focus? We have to focus on the local church. God has given us a great work to do in a great house at New Creation Christian Ministries Church. So we have to focus on that house, and we know that God is getting ready to just create a revival. Revival is coming to Elizabeth. Revival is coming to Hillside. Revival is coming to your house. Amen. So we know we're getting ready, and we encourage you just to stay with us, keep us in prayer from week to week. And we will see you on Sunday. Listen, make your way to the house of the Lord on Sunday. This is not a time, I said it Sunday, this is not time to fall off. We need you like never before to be in church, to be in attendance, to be tithing, to be giving, to be praying, to be working. Amen. Hallelujah. And know that God is going to reward you. What you make happen for the Lord and his house, God is going to release to you and your house. Let me say it again. What you make happen for the Lord and his house, God is going to release to you and your house. My God, that's somebody. Somebody's been believing God for a house. You better grab your house. My God, hallelujah. So we will see you on Sunday. Pray for us as we travel. Amen. We thank you for touching and agreeing for us for traveling mercies. Pastor Anthony and I loved you. We pray you felt that. I pray you felt that. Pastor Anthony and I love you. We love you. And God does too. Amen. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, God loves you more than we do. So God bless you. Go down from this place. Go. I don't want to say go down from this place. We ain't going down nowhere. Go from this place. Go in peace and serve the Lord. God bless you. See you Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. Good night.